who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Volume.
It's the Colin Cowherd Podcast presented by FanDuel. Football season's here. No better place to get in on the action. FanDuel app is safe. You get paid fast. Lot of ways to play. The spread, the money line, team totals, players, props, a lot of stuff. Over-unders. Jump into the action. Same game parlays are my favorite. Just use the promo code COLIN and download the FanDuel app today.
So week 3 of the NFL kicks off with a stirring matchup between Mitch Trubisky and Jacoby Brissett. As good as this rivalry is, and as good as these rosters are, I mean, Nick Chubb is sensational. How about rookie George Pickett and that one-handed catch? Between these two rosters, even without TJ Watt, you have 7 to 10 elite players, Pro Bowl-level players. We talk about quarterback a lot on this podcast or on my radio show or TV show. This game was a great example why. You're talking about two really good GMs, I think two really good coaches, two significantly above average rosters. And how dull was that game? And how uninspiring was that game? Because your quarterbacks are average. And that's why when I see a team give up multiple first round picks, I mean, you can criticize the 49ers for giving up 3 first-round picks for Trey Lance. But if he ends up being the starting quarterback and one of the 12 B-plus and above quarterbacks in the league, what is he worth? I mean, just put a Josh Allen, a Mahomes, a Herbert, even a Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins with his Pittsburgh roster. Look at Cleveland. Deshaun Watson in a couple of months takes over. I mean, these are really good rosters. And your offense is completely limited. When you get a Trubisky or a Jacoby Brissett, there's simply one way to win. Low scoring. You're not going to come from behind. You can't score quickly. And that's the reality of this league, more so than ever. The only downside to having a league be so quarterback-centric now with the rules pivoting all offense is that if you don't have this quarterback, the league becomes a have and have not league very quickly. In week 2, last week, how many games had double-digit odds? 10, 11, 12-point favorites. That's very college feeling. I just don't remember when I started betting on the NFL, you'd have maybe one ugly line, a 12, 13 point spread per week. We have four or five some weeks now because the league is so quarterback centric. If you do not have, or if you do have a Jacoby Brissett or a Mitch Trubisky, you can just be, especially on the road, completely outclassed. And these are two good coaches, two good organizations, I think, and in terms of front office and drafting and scouting. Cleveland's done a great job the last 2 to 3 years. Andrew Berry, really sharp. My sources love him. And obviously the Rooneys and the front office of the Steelers for years has drafted elite pass rushers, elite receivers, elite running backs, elite quarterbacks, elite tight ends, elite linebackers. And that was a showcase of mediocrity at quarterback. So when a team rolls the dice and gives up three firsts for a quarterback, I'm here for it. Even if the quarterback fails, you have to swing big. Because if you look at the Steelers' history, from Bradshaw to Ben, it was a lot of Tommy Maddox and a lot of Bubby Brister. They've only won Super Bowls when they had Bradshaw or when they had Big Ben. And so I think Cleveland, by the end of the year, if they can sit around 500, slightly below, slightly above, you get Deshaun Watson, cross your fingers that he comes in ready to play, they've got a chance. Because I really do like Cleveland's roster. They have all the elements. You know, they have an elite corner, an elite pass rusher, an elite back, a very good left tackle. Add Deshaun Watson. Those are the key positions. So, congratulations on that stirring Thursday night matchup. It is a very odd weekend where I find myself, as you'll hear with Chad Millman, betting and liking mediocre teams. I don't like betting on average quarterbacks and average teams, but that's what we have this week. Let's get to Chad Millman, CCO of the Action Network, sharp or square. Here we go. All right, time for another edition of Sharp or Square. I had a very good week, 4-1 on my blazing five. So let's get to the games I like a lot. Raiders and Titans are both struggling. Titans, though, at home getting points. I think I have a coaching advantage. Listen, they're not terribly explosive, but you don't have to be with the Raiders' back end. I'm taking what I think is a better staff, more continuity on the staff. They're at home. They're getting points. I would take the Titans here, sharp or square.
It's completely neutral. No joke. There is 50% of the money on the Raiders, 50% of the money on the Titans. I think in the end, I would be with you. It's interesting to me. How many times have you said to me, you don't want to bet games, you don't want to watch? This is a corner TV game. And what that means is when you're at the sports book and the bookmakers know they have to put every game on television, this is the game they put on in the corner. It's going to have the fewest amount of bets. It's going to have the least amount of interest. It's going to have the least amount of passion. Like, people kind of don't have a strong opinion on it. I think the Raiders are kind of injured. I think Derek Carr can't seem to make decisions in this new offense. I agree with you about the coaching advantage. I am a huge Mike Vrabel fan. But from a sharp square perspective, there is zero sort of opinion to be had. You're kind of taking the home underdog, which is always the safe thing to do. You're taking a home underdog with a better coach. But right now, this Titans team is not a very dynamic team. So for me personally, it would be a pass.
I'm going to take the Commanders plus 6.5 at home against the Eagles. Eagles short week. The world's telling them how great they are. And the truth is, the Commanders did beat a Jacksonville team, which I think is actually pretty spunky. Carson Wentz gets a lot of criticism, but it's funny. The Colts can't move the chains since he left. Maybe he wasn't the problem. I'm going to take in a division rivalry, 6.5 points every day, veteran coach, sharp or square.
The difference between how you sounded in the last bet and how you sound in this bet, it's like it's two different people. Of course, this is the sharp play. You said all the key phrases. You're getting a division dog at a big number. You're getting a quarterback who probably will burn you at some point, but he's also a quarterback who has kept his team in games and in cover positions. And I agree with you about the Jags. I think they're going to win the AFC South. I bet him before the season began at 8-1 to win the AFC South. And you've seen the Eagles team, that Kirk Cousins game, he gave it to the Eagles. The Eagles were giving Kirk Cousins every opportunity to stay in that game. I would be a little worried about the Eagles defense right now. And as you said, it's a classic buy low, sell high, right? You're getting the Eagles coming off that primetime game, coming off a huge win. They are the team that everyone thinks is going to be dominant in the NFC right now. And the Commanders, you know, they'd have lost. They just lost. So it's the right spot.
Like the Jags plus 7 against the Chargers. First of all, I think they can move the ball. I talked to Greg Cosell today. He said he already sees improvements from Urban to Doug Peterson at quarterback. The Christian Kirk dynamic is working. Justin Herbert is not practicing at full speed. They're a little banged up. Cole Linsley, the Pro Bowl center, probably doesn't play. It feels like a lot of points in a game that, I mean, the Chargers, I think, left some offense on the table against the Chiefs and the Raiders. 7 points is too much here. They may go with Chase Daniel because it's a long season and not risk it. I like the Jags plus 7, sharp or square.
Yeah, this is totally sharp. 90% of the money, no joke, 90% of the money is coming in on the Jaguars. And it's not a small number of tickets either. And the Jags, I thought they could have beaten the Commanders in week one. They gave it away. Then they played great in week two. They did what a lot of us expected them to do. When I came on the show last week, we talked about the Jags at 4.5. They did exactly what we thought they would do. With the Chargers, this is a really big number. I'm surprised at the value you're getting on the Jaguars right now, especially with the Herbert scenario. He's got 4 essentially broken ribs. That's not easy to play through. So even if he is going to play, he's going to be hobbled. Jaguars are 100% the sharp side here.
Yeah, Jags I thought were better than the Commanders. Okay, this is an ugly corner game that nobody wants to watch, but I want to bet it. I'm going to take Atlanta plus 1.5 at Seattle. Yards per play rushing, Atlanta far superior. Offensive line, Seahawks start 2 rookie tackles. I'll take the Falcons. Yards passing per game, Mariota is absolutely better when healthy than Geno Smith. Advantage Atlanta. The better team getting points. I think Geno is sort of a one-trick pony. That first opening game, it was fantastic. They looked like a dud against the Niners. I know nobody wants to watch it. Doesn't mean I don't want to bet it. It's one of my favorites. Atlanta plus the point, sharp or square.
All right, so you've hit on some really key points here. Number one, the Seahawks, the only time to bet them was in week one. We talked about this on the show. I begged you to take the Seahawks plus 6 against the Broncos. That was going to be the only spot. If you talk to professional bettors right now, the way they are power rating teams, the Seahawks and the Bears are the two worst teams in the NFL. The Falcons are a team that they love. And you can see it in the line move here. This game opened at 3.5 with the Falcons as 3.5-point underdogs on the road at Seattle. The game is now down to 1. It is moving fast. Pretty soon, the Falcons in some spots, it'll be pick. This game will probably have them going off as favorites. It'll be a huge swing. If you want to get the Falcons, get it now. There are some wise guys who will say to you, just bet the Falcons. They're the better team, and they have loved the Falcons this year. The Falcons plus 10 against the Rams last week was a huge, huge wise guy play, and they thought they left a lot of plays in the field. They really love this offense. They love the way it's so predicated on the run. So you are getting a lot of wise guy activity on the Falcons, and the wise guys will be on the Falcons a lot this year.
Football season's underway, so now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Join today, get started, $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Promo code, though, is Colin to get in on the action. Always Colin. Turn game day into payday. Win totals, division winners, player props, week one spreads and totals.
Play your way, bet on more than just the final score. You can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with same game parlay, my fave. Now, FanDuel is also live in Kansas, baby. Don't fumble your chance. $150 in free bets, win or lose, promo code Colin. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 Arizona 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-877-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Redline 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, another slight underdog, Dallas getting a point at the Giants. Listen, I think Dallas has better personnel. I think the story that Brian Daboll is improving Daniel Jones is a nice story. I don't think it's a nice team, although I do think they have found in Andrew Thomas their left tackle for the next decade. That's a great story. They have Kenny Golladay issues now asking, why don't I get the ball? They could easily be 0-2. They're 2-0. I think I get the better team. Cooper Rush isn't Dak, but he's playing at a level that's reasonably similar to Dak. I'm going to take the points in the Cowboys sharper square.
So it's completely split on this one. The line has moved in the Cowboys' direction. I can't deny that. But the Giants have been a wise guy team since before the season began. The wise guys were betting their season win total over. They bet them in game one. They bet them against the Panthers. This is a team that the wise guys have been backing all year long. I think come Monday, you're going to start seeing money come in on the Giants. I personally am going to back the Giants here. It's too short of a home favorite in a division game in prime time. I don't agree with you about Cooper Rush at all. I don't think he is Dak level. We talked about this last week, right? You said you wanted to take the Bengals, and I'm like, listen, the Cowboys at this number, which was +8.5 to +7, Dak Prescott is not a quarterback who is worth the amount of points against the point spread that he had been given credit for in the way that line moved, but he's still better than Cooper Rush. And this number should not be moving in the direction of the Cowboys. What they do have, statistically and in every other metric, Micah Parsons is just dominant. And I think if anything, you mentioned Andrew Thomas, like that could be the mitigating factor. He will be the left tackle that Micah Parsons is going up against that is better than anybody else he has faced. So that'll be interesting to me.
All right, time for favorites. Listen, I can admit when I'm wrong. San Francisco has such a coaching advantage. I'm going to swallow 1.5 against Denver. Hackett is lost. But here's the interesting thing. I'm going to throw my theory at you. Is that there's a sense, never forget that Kyle Shanahan, many said privately, wanted Mac Jones, knowing his athletic limitations. The Niners offense, which is now the Miami offense, is built for Tua and Garoppolo. They're Chris Paul, right? They're distributors. They don't need Kobe Bryant. They don't need Michael Jordan running the show. That's Baltimore. Superhuman talent. That's Kansas City. This offense needs a quick distributor to get the ball in the hands of Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, Deebo Samuel. So whereas Garoppolo and Tua are limited, there's an argument to be made they are ideal for this offense, right? That's why there was some frustration publicly with Trey Lance. He waited too long. He wasn't as accurate. I think San Francisco, I think when they have Garoppolo starting, they're a pain in the arse to face. Major coaching advantage. I think the Niners go into Denver. I'll swallow the 1.5 and beat the Broncos, sharper square.
Yeah, this is a big wise guy game right now. And it's for all those reasons you just said. It's so interesting. In the beginning of the year, people are high on Trey Lance. You don't necessarily know what you're going to get, but you're excited about what the ceiling can be. And you kind of know what Jimmy Garoppolo is, right? You know that he's going to be accurate. He's in the short game. He's not going to be accurate in the long game. There will probably be plays at some point in the game that you need him to make in high-pressure situations late in the game that he won't make in games that really, really matter. NFC Championship game, Super Bowl. During the regular season, this is a guy you bet on. And everyone now understands this is a team that they can feel comfortable betting on as short road favorites. And Kyle Shanahan, through his career, he's better on the road than he is at home. And I think what we've seen with the Broncos, like, Nathaniel Hackett, he is a little bit underwater right now. And so he was 15-1 to be coach of the year when the season began. He is now at about 100-1 to be coach of the year. I think there are coaching issues there. He is learning how to be a head coach in real time. And Russell Wilson has not been the Russell Wilson that I certainly thought he would be. I thought the Broncos would have a chance to compete in this division. They do not.
One more favorite. People paid very little attention in the Miami-Baltimore game, which I watched for a second time on Wednesday on the treadmill. Baltimore was the better team. Lamar was the better quarterback. But because of the way it ended in the fireworks show, Tua grabbed the headlines. Lamar Jackson's very good. Outplayed Tua for 75% of the game. It was rookie defensive backs that made Tua look like, you know, Joe Montana. Baltimore's a really good football team. The New England Patriots have real limitations. What their weakness is what the Ravens' weakness is. You can beat the Ravens over the top. Patriots don't throw over the top. I'm going to swallow the 2.5. I think Baltimore's an elite team, sharp or square.
This has been a fascinating game. And we talked a lot about this on the Favorites podcast today. We do this segment called Sharp Calls, where we'll do the podcast on Tuesday. And then on Thursday, we will review the calls that we have gotten from professional bettors who listen to the podcast, and we'll have opinions on the games that we talked about. We talked a lot about the Ravens and the Patriots. On Tuesday, got the most sharp calls about the Ravens and the Patriots for today. Thursday, the Pats plus 3 is the side everybody is coming in on. I think the problem with the Ravens, and I agree with you, like I was concerned, am I letting the second half collapse of the Ravens influence my thinking on this game? Am I letting a recency bias influence how I want to bet on this game? The truth of the matter is, you mentioned the Ravens' defensive back issues. They have a lot of issues. And they also, more importantly, cannot run the ball. And so what you're getting is a team that's going on the road and is now expected to be a road favorite against a team in the Patriots that, when Mac Jones plays, they are a serviceable team. When he's healthy, they are a serviceable team. So I think the wise guys are starting to see a little bit of an advantage here at the Patriots plus 3. You saw it come down a little bit to 2.5. I would not be surprised if now that the line is so much higher, because it opened a pick. So what we're doing here is playing the numbers, right? And when it gets so high and a home underdog as a field goal gets to that number, a team like the Patriots, the wise guys start buying back.
Okay, now it's time where you tell me, what is your favorite pick that I have not discussed? We have a lot of agreement as I get sharper and sharper with age. I'm like a good cheddar. I just get sharper and sharper with age. Where did I miss? Where did I whiff? Where was I distracted? What pick do you like?
No one has ever accused you of being cheesy. So that's an interesting analogy you're going for there. Colts plus 5.5 against the Kansas City Chiefs. I'll tell you right now, this game opened at 7. The Kansas City Chiefs look like world beaters. You could say Buffalo Bills number 1, Kansas City Chiefs number 2. Indianapolis Colts look like they are really, really terrible. Matt Ryan can't find his way down the field. Frank Reich, again, coaching a team that gets off to very, very bad starts. The Colts got blown out and shut out by the Jaguars. Now we have the Colts in their home opener. They're 0-2. This is the time to respond to the overreaction in a negative way to the Colts. You should have Pittman back at wide receiver. You should have Leonard back at linebacker. A winless home team facing a team with at least one win in the past 20 years covers at a 60% clip. Week 3 home dogs that have lost at least once against the spread that opened the game under a touchdown underdog, which the Colts did, 64% against the spread. Every trend here looks to the Colts. The market looks to the Colts. We've seen the line drop from 6.5 to 5.5. You got to back the Colts. You got to hold your nose. You got to back the Colts. You got to believe that not everything you saw last Sunday is going to be true this Sunday, whether what you saw was good or what you saw was bad.
Finally, who do the sharps like on Tampa Green Bay? I'm just interested in how they view that.
Tampa. Fully on Tampa. And I think that what you're seeing here is you got a Hall of Fame quarterback on one side. You got a Hall of Fame quarterback on the other side. You got good running backs on one side. You got good running backs on the other side. You have inconsistent to unknown to receivers that you can't really trust on both sides. So what's the biggest delta here? The delta is the Buccaneers defense. They know how to pressure Aaron Rodgers. They blitz him up to 40% of the time when they have played him. They have been effective. But most importantly, their defensive backs are just better. And so you're getting a very short home dog. This line is 1.5 in some places. So the wise guys are going to pile in on the home team and the short dog with the better defense.
Chad Millman, Action Network. I'm off to kind of a toasty start, and I don't mind saying that's not my history. I am usually somebody who starts rough in week one and has to recover. It's a wonky week. I really like the Niners. I really like the Falcons. I really like the Commanders. After that, I can be talked in and out of stuff. Millman, great seeing you.
All right, brother. See you later.
The Volume.
Make sure to check out the Draymond Green Show. I brought Draymond Green into the Volume because one of the more entertaining voices in sports, unique perspective, understands behind the rope, also chops up with guests like Gary Payton, Zach LaVine, Tracy McGrady. Make sure, download the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts, only on the Volume Podcast Network.
Be selected number one. Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.